Hola, y hoy vamos a leer el segundo libro de la serie Dogman, que empezamos hace mucho tiempo. La detenimos y la vamos a seguir. Hay como 10 libros en estas y son todos de capítulos, entonces les van a encantar. Bueno, empecemos con los saludos para las personas nuevas. Aquí van.
Hola, Gabriel, te felicito por esos mensajes tan bonitos que das en tus podcasts. Eres un niño muy inteligente porque hablas muy bien español, hablas muy bien inglés y te felicito. Gracias por tus historias. Ojalá un día me puedas contar una historia de tu perrito, el que tienes en casa, ¿ok? Cuídate mucho, te mando un abrazo muy grande. Bye, bye.
Hello, Gabriel. Sammy y yo disfrutamos de tu cuento el día de hoy. Felicidades por tu nuevo perrito. Estoy feliz que tengas un nuevo perrito. Acuérdate que es tu responsabilidad, no la de mami, recogerle al perrito, estar con el perrito y jugarlo. Si no, el perrito va a estar triste, ¿ok? Felicidades por tu perrito. Pronto lo vamos a conocer y mientras tanto me mandas fotos. Un beso. Bye.
Hola, Gabriel. How you doing? How you doing?
Gabriel, me encantan tus mensajes, tus cuentos. Me entretienen. Entonces espero ir poco a poco escuchando todos tus mensajes, todos tus cuentitos, ¿ok? Me encantas y nos inspiras aquí a tener una cuenta de Anchor. ¡Yay! Muy bien,
Gabriel. Oh, yeah. Soy yo, Samuel. Toby, say hi.
Oh, hola. Hola, Gabriel. Me gustan tus cuentos.
Yeah, I like your podcast. Bye.
Hola, Gabriel. Me gustan muchos tus cuentos.
Hola Gabo, acabo de escuchar tu cuento, me encantó, muy bonito, espero puedas hacer muchísimos, muchísimos más y aquí te vamos a estar escuchando. Muchas felicidades por tu gran emprendimiento de los podcasts, te felicito mi Gabo lindo.
Bueno, ahí están todos los mensajes y ahora que ya tenemos todos los mensajes, ¡que empiece el cuento! Dogman Unleashed. Dogman, our story thus far. Hi everybody, welcome to the second Dogman novel. This comic is an introduction. This comic introduction will help you get caught up on the epicness. In a world where evil cats wreak havoc in the innocent, and sinister villains possession souls of the meek, one cop and police dog had what it took to keep the peace. Thought thief? No way. Officer Knight was the city's toughest cop. Greg the dog was awesome. Greg the dog was awesome cop too, and together they kept the city safe from scum. But then, a bomb will put my best man on it. A truckload bomb will change their lives forever. Which wire should I cut? Red or green? Okay, green it is. And so, snip. Oh no, I forgot that dogs are colorblind. Wee-oo, wee-oo. The doctor had sad news. Sorry, Greg, but your body is dying. And your head is dying too, Cop. But just when all seemed lost, hey, nurse lady, why don't we sew Greg's head into the cop's body? Good idea, nurse lady. You're a genius. I know. And soon, a brand new crime fighter was born. Oh, man. And we created the greatest cop ever. And it was true. Dogman had the advantage of both man and dog. But there was a bad, dark side, too. Dogman had some very bad habits. He slobbered all over everybody. Oh, gross. He was obsessed with balls. Squeak, squeak, squeak. And for some weird reason, he liked to roll around in dead fish. Oh, man, not again. Dogman, you're not some cop, but you're a bad dog. You better be a good boy, or you'll be in the doghouse. Will our hero be able to overcome his canine nature and be a better man? Or will his bad habits get the best of him? Find out now if you like action, suspense, romance, and laugh. Then Dogman is go. Dogman's go? That doesn't make sense, but we like it. Enjoy! Chapter 1, The Secret Meeting by George and Harold. Early one morning at the cop station, Dogman was being very obnoxious. Hey, stop it, Dogman. Let go. Cut it out. Hey, what's this? Jay's birthday is today. Let's have a party. We can all help plan it. Calling all cops. And so, I'll make a card. I'll bake a cake. We'll do the decoration. All we need is presents. What should we get him? Chief is always forgetting stuff. I know. Let's get him these brain dots to make him smarter. Good thinking. What else? I know Chief is very lonely. Let's give him a pet to keep him company. What kind of pet? How about a fish? Good idea. Fish are awesome pets. And they aren't filthy and obnoxious like dogs. Okay, it's settled. Dogman, I'm putting you in charge for buying the fish. But remember, don't buy a dead one. Chief does not like to roll around in dead fish. Only you like that. So don't buy a dead one. Hey, you've got to hurry. Chiefs will be back in 2 minutes. Who wants to go to the pet store? Who wants to buy a fish? Who's a good fish buyer? Dogman was so excited, he flipped. Introducing Flip-O-Rama. Be a flip master, and here's how it works. Flip-O-Rama is easy if you know the rules. Flip it, don't rip it. A haiku by Dogman. Step one. First, place your left hand inside the dotted lines. Mark left hand here. Hold the book flat. Step two. Rest the right hand thumb page with your thumb and index finger inside the dotted lines marked right thumb here. Now quickly flip the right hand page back and forth and until the picture appears to be animated. For extra fun, try adding your own sound effects. Remember, while you are flipping, be sure you can see the images on pages 25 and the images on 27. If you flip quickly, the picture will start to look like an animated cartoon. Don't forget your own sound effects. Go get the fish. Oh, hi, dog man. Zoom. Hey, Clunk, dog man. Pinoplay's pets. Pinoplay's pets. Ding, ding. Oh no, it's the dog and the cop again. The pet store people did not like Dogman because he was a total pain. He sampled all the nibbles, he licked all the bones, and he played with all the balls. Cut it out, Dogman. Look at the mess you made. Is that any way for a cop to behave? Well, what do you have to say for yourself? Squeak. Give me that ball. Triple flip-lorama. Ow, my arm. Then he saw her. She was beautiful. She was fluffy. She smelled great, too. Sniffing. And then soon their eyes met. Can I help you? Dogman tried to remember why he was there. Dogman looked at all the fish. Then he found one. But that one said, "Are you sure you want to buy a dead fish? Whatever you do, don't buy a dead fish." Well, that fish cost $5 plus tax. Dogman had no money. Haha, just as I suspected. Wait here. Dogman wants to buy a fish, and he ain't got no money. Let's give him that evil fish. What evil fish? Follow me. I came to our pet shop the last Friday, the 13th, with a wicked soul and a dark as a thousand midnights. I tried to put him with the other fish, but he took over all the little castle, stole every tiny plastic treasure chest, and bullied each fish who dared to cross his wretched path. Look upon the fishy face of evil. Please do not tap on glass. So should we give him the dog man? Yeah, why not? Here you go, dog man. Your very own butterfly fish. It's free, so no complaining. Then, how much is the doggy at the window? Oh, that's Susu. She's a rescue dog from the shelter next door. She's $100 plus tax. Okay, here's $100. And here's some tax. Awesome. Here you go. Well, we're going to be best friends forever. Well, goodbye. But hey, you're Dogman. You're my biggest fan. Here's my card. See you later. Bye. Chapter 3. Happy birthday, Chief. Happy birthday to you. Here's your present, Chief. Oh boy, this is gonna be great. Whoa, brain dots, who got me this? We did, because you are very forgetful. No, I'm not. That's so rude. I'm not forgetful at all. We're sorry, Chief. That's better. Whoa, super brain dots, who got me this? Look what Dogman got you. Oh boy, a fish. I always wanted a fish. I'm gonna name you Flippy. Hooray. Later. You can live here, Flippy. Hey, Chief, don't forget your brain dots to take. Don't forget to take your brain dots. Oh yeah. Directions. Don't take a lot. Never more than a dot, or something may happen. We ain't saying what. But tough. One dot. I'll just keep the rest up here. Beep, beep. Hey, it's time for lunch. Slam. Thump. And what happened next? Well, in this book, they say Flippy's brain grew 11 sizes that day. Chapter 4, The Big Robbery. 1 hour later. Ring, 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 ring. Hello, there's been a pet store robbery. Where? At the pet store. Oh, I'll put my best man in on it. Oh, dog man. No, wait, no, stop it. Bad doggy. Dog man, the pet store was robbed. Who wants to go to the pet store? Does dog man want to go? Does dog man want to solve the crime? Who's gonna catch the bad guys? Go get him. Dog man. You're our hero. Wait, what? Lick, lick, lick. Hey! Oh, dog man, it was horrible. I came back to buy pet food, but then this mysterious stranger barged in and tied us up. Then he robbed the store. Fortunately, Susu showed up through one of my ropes, and I was able to get my hand free. The picture was when he wasn't looking, I snapped a picture of him on my phone. What do you think, Dogman? Dogman? Hey, give me that bow. Wait a minute. Could this be escape? One hour later, I catch you. But pistol robbery. Hey, I recognize that guy. That's Petey. Petey, I'm gonna put you in jail. I already am in jail. But you robbed a store today. I haven't escaped from jail yet. Today. Well, too bad, because when I catch you, I'm going to put you right well in that cell where you belong. Somebody's impostering me. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, but first, I have to escape. Art supplies. Snip, snip. Snip, 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 snip. I saw this in a book once. Oh, God. Help. My bulletin board fell on me. That's dangerous. Petey, no. No. You got flat. Speak to me. Why were they so mean to you? What will I do ever without you? I'm gonna call 911. Don't die on me. Don't you die on me. Wee-oh-wee-oh. Catch you. Help him. Wee-oh-wee-oh. Which doctor should we take him to? Huh? Which doctor should we take him to? Which doctor? Okay, if you insist. Soon. Can you bring him back to livestock? Sure, I have just a thing. But I gotta warn you, this bird sometimes makes stuff evil, turn evil. It's okay, dude. Yeah, he was pretty evil to begin with. Okay, here we go. Here goes nothing. Shake, shake, shake. I'm flat. Hey, this would come in handy. Not so fast, Flat Petey. We're taking you back to Cat Joe. I'm locking the door so you can't escape. Huh? Doors can't stop me. I'll just slide under. Oh yeah? Step. You're trapped, Flat Petey. And if you don't give us any more trouble, I'll bop you with this rock. Tell me, have you ever played rock, paper, scissors? Yeah. Slip, bong, bong, clunk. Paper always beats rock. Ho, ho. Stop. I'm not done with you. Inside of my magic bag, I have many surprises. Here it is. When I spray you with this stuff, you'll become my servant. The cloud got closer, and Flat Petey had to act fast. He quickly folded his face into the shape of a fan. Flip-o-rama. Flip like the wind. Flat Petey's flipping fan face blew the cloud backwards. Cuff, 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 cuff. Stretch. I'm your waiting servant, Flat Petey. Sweet. A bunch of stuff that happened next. Me. Chapter 6, a bunch of stuff to happen next. Meanwhile, ring, ring. Hi, dog man. It's me, Sarah. I just found out that the store crook didn't steal money. He only stole little treasure chests. And guess what they were made out of? Bark. Bark? No, they were made out of plastic. I just wrote about it on my news blog soon. So my imposter is obsessed with treasure checks, huh? I know just how to trap him. And so, scrap metal. Triple flipperorama. Soon, the treasure tank 2000 was built. Now we just need to fill it up with treasure. But how? Of course, this love boy should do the trick. Soon I shall catch my imposter and get off with and end up with a full chest of treasure. Yeehaw. So we met on the other side of town. A mysterious stranger was up to no good. Ring, ring. May I help you? Yeah, I want to buy the biggest castle in the city. Right. There'll be $1,000,000 plus tax. Here you go. Clunk, clunk. What's this? A bunch of treasure chests filled with gold. Right, but these aren't real treasure chests, huh? This is just a bunch of plastic toys, right? They're not real gold, right? They're not. Real treasure chests are filled with wooden and filled with gold, like that one on TV. Come on, everybody, fill your treasures and stuff. Oh no, Peter the Cat is forcing people to fill treasure chests with their loot. No, I'm not. And people are giving their luck because they love me. I'll show you. Hey, look, it's Speedy the Cat. Let's run. With my patented love ray, I can make anybody fall in love with me. Zap. Ooh, look, there's Petey. I think I'm in love. Hey, Petey, let's get married and stuff. Yeah, let's smooch it up. Bro. No thanks, just give me all your money and if you love me so much, okay? Here is all our loot, handsome. Catching. I must steal that treasure chest. Right, but you can't steal that. That's stealing. No, don't tell me what I can't do. With my amazing telekinetic mind powers, all matter is under my control. Be gone from me. Thank you. Come again. Big fight. No. Chapter 7, Big Fight. Soon things began to get out of control. Petey was zapping everybody with his love ray. Zap. Everybody was falling under his spell. Zap. We love you, Petey. And Dogman stood upon a nearby building, watching the tragedy unfold beneath them. Ha ha ha. Quickly, he reached in his shirt and pulled out his favorite bone. Lick, lick, lick. Dogman tried to tie the string his bone and gave it a toss. Wash, wash, clank. Dogman gave the string a tug, then. Well, Luke finally showed up. I suppose you want to fight, but why should we spend our time fighting if it feels so much better to love? Huh? Hey, where did he go suddenly? Hey, how did he get over there? Let go of that controller right now. That is not a ball. It's a sophisticated piece of machinery. Triple flipperama. Clunk. Petey, are you okay? Yeah, I guess so. Oh, goody. Now can we get Maddie? Hey, I want to marry him. We saw him first. Just a minute. Kiss me, Petey. No, kiss me. Hey, let's be reasonable. Give me sugar rib. Then sugar rib. Yeah. Here, kitty, kitty. Smoochy, smoochy. Meow, meow, meow. You're perfect. Shout, shout. Let's have a fancy fit. It's meow or never. Granny needs some tender riddles. Went kidding around. Let me in. Slam. Open up, Petey. Sorry, losers. Looks like jail is the only place I'm safe. Petey, you're alive. You've come back to me. My prayers have been answered. Because when the wind beneath my wing... Wah, wah. Chapter 8, Flat Cap Fever. Meanwhile, back in town, tensions were still high. Dogman would not let go of the ball. Sir tried to convince him. Zuzu tried too. Roof dropped the ball, Dogman. Roof. Even Chief couldn't make Dogman listen to the reason. Bad doggy. That crazy dog-headed cop is never gonna let go. Fortunately, I have a plan. Come on, Buggy Dog Fever Dog. Where are we going? You'll see. Give that can of living spray. Here you go, boss. Shake. It's alive. Rose. Okay, spray. Shake. Alright, listen up, Bob. From now on, you have to obey me. And I introduce you to the stray dog man. Let's go. Me and a crash. Take your prayers, dog man, because I am coming to get you. Roar. Snap. Roar. We'll get off here. Playful rum. Cheesy animation technology. It looked like Dogman. Looked like this. Then for the Dogman, everyone was terrified, but then Zuzu got an idea. What are you doing in my purse, Zuzu? Zuzu, you're a genius. Chief, you gotta tell him. Whisper. Dogman, it's bones. It's bones. Skeletons are made out of bones. When Dogman realized the truth, he stopped being afraid. Dogman loved bones, and he just did what came naturally. Lick. Triple tickle rum. Pet. Hey, obey spray. Warning. Laughter may undo effects of obey spray. Well, at least it got the treasure chest. Hey, Bob, do you know what time it is? It's time to start spreading this moolah. Not so fast. The mysterious stranger returns. Chapter 9, The Mysterious Stranger Returns. Hey, look, some old dudes are fighting. They're not going anywhere. That treasure chest belongs to me. Oh, yeah? Who are you? Who am I is not important. The important thing is what I can do. The mysterious stranger uses mine to pick out a phone booth. What's a phone booth? Beat me. Whoosh. Crash. The mysterious stranger then elevated a stack of newspaper. With newspaper. Beat me. Thrust. Bong. He grabbed a mailbox. What's a mailbox? beats me, clank. He grabs a bunch of other stuff with his brain. What's the fax machine? Beats me, clunk. What's a CVR? Beats me. What's an Apple Watch? Beats me. We're beginning to seem hopeless. Susu came up with a plan. Susu, no. Rip. Hey, that's my orange table. And this coat looks familiar too. Someone got a lot of explaining to do. Flippy, why? I'd like to know how. Well, I'll tell you. Either today, I was minding my own business when I heard a loud sound, and it was followed by a lot of little sounds. Suddenly, my brain began to think like never before. I became aware of the universe beyond my own. So I found I could move stuff with my mind, and I could make my stuff bend to my will. And I could talk, and I could walk. And with a little ingenuity, snip, snip, shuffle, 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 snip, 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 I could even pass a human. Hi, Chief. And now I shall use my super mind powers to steal that treasure. Hey, where did it go? That tank thingy took off during the expositional mangling. It went up that mountain over there. I'll get you, Lapidi, if it's the last thing I'll do. Zoom. Come on, gang. Let's follow them in the cop car. Wee-oo. Thank goodness for these snow tires. Soon they reached the top of the mountain. Hey, you guys missed all the fun. Oh, poor little Flippy. He was so excited. He forgot how water-free it is up here. I just love frozen fish. Looks like we won, Flappity. What did you mean, we? I did all the work. You did much and nothing but much. I ain't sharing my treasure with you, Bob. But Buddy's snatching for diamonds. Buddy's snatching for diamonds. With his last bit of super brain power, Flippy raised the book and speed read every page. I just discovered how I can live forever. All I need to do is concentrate. Flippy calmed his mind and focused. Deeper and deeper that he concentrated. Soon, Flippy's soul was transformed into pure energy. It worked, but it must act quickly. According to that book, I only got 2 minutes to transform my soul to somebody else. Then I can snatch their body and live forever. I think I'll snatch Chief's body. Run, Chief, run. Go ahead and try, but you cannot run a ball of pure energy. Dogman heard the word ball. He stopped being afraid and just did what came naturally. Ready or not, Chief, here I come. Coming to get you, chump. Hey, let go of me, Duckman. I am not a toy for you to play with. Drop me right now. My time is running out. Suddenly, Floppy Soul began to get smaller. Melting. What a world. Smaller. I'm going, Soon, he was no more. Good boy, dog man. A nice ending. All right, Flappy. I had enough with your monkey business. Now get in my car so we can all go home. Crunch. You mean that car? You destroyed my car. How are we supposed to get out of this mountain? You're not. You're supposed to freeze. Let's face it. I won. You see, paper doesn't freeze, but you guys won. Even if you started walking down the mountain right now, you'll still be frozen solid before you got halfway to the bottom. There's another way down. I got you three words for you guys. How? So, do you literally have any last words? What could you possibly say? Spit it out, dog man. Slurp. Oh, gross. You got dog flubber all over me. Now I'm all wet and cold. Flat Petey was right. Paper doesn't freeze, but wet paper freezes very quickly. Flump. Flat Petey was now sick. Was under a thick sheet of ice, diving clanivore, and soon, swish. The whole gang zipped to the bottom of the mountain, laughing all the way. How. Ha ha ha. Hey, my space break, we're off. Ain't you glad you don't have to be nobody no more? I sure am. But there was one person who wasn't glad at all. Hey, you guys used me as like a snowboard. Now I'm all scratched up. You can't treat paper like that, Flappy. Have you ever played rock, paper, scissors? I'm already aware of the game. Why? Because scissors always beats paper. Triple snipple rama. Good boy, Dogman. You're our hero. Hooray for Dogman. We're going to write a new story about our adventure. Okay, bye. Well, Dogman, it looks like it's going to be a long walk home. You know, today was a quiet day. Nobody learned anything. There's no assignments, no rebirth, no revelation, and not an ounce of development or personal growth. Today was a bunch of action and dumb luck. I mean, today was the best birthday ever. See the end. But wait, if you saw it and our adventure was over, you ain't read nothing yet. At this very moment, George and Harold are very busy making their next Dogman epic novel. Check it out. Dogman, A Tale of Two Kittens. He was the best of dogs. He was the worst of dogs. It was an age of invention. It was a season of surprise. It was super sad. It was the dawn to hope. What the chicken is going on? If you like action, if you like thrills, if you like laughs, then Dogman 3 is go. That still don't make sense, but we like it. This next comic was something we made back in kindergarten, back in the carefree day that we were young. Oh, I remember them well. Juice boxes, nap time, safety scented markers, memories. Dogman, the Wrath of Petey. Dogman was the best cop of the world. We love you, Dogman, but he had one weakness. Hey, Dogman, quit eating out of that garbage can and quit rolling in that dead fish and quit sniffing that other dog. Dogman was an awesome, but he still was stinky. You need a bath, Dogman. How come he ran away? Don't you know, all dogs hate death. Oh yeah, I forgot. Here, Dogman. The cops searched the city, but they couldn't find Dogman nowhere. Soon, the news reached Petey at the jail. Not my big chance. If I could reach that window, I could have skipped the jail. Hey, I got an idea. Flush. The toilet got clogged and overflowed. The water got higher and higher. Soon then, and also, I'm free. Petey went on a crime spree. Ha ha. He robbed store. He robbed bank. Oh man, he stole jewels. Yeah, no fair. He even hijacked cars. Stop thief. Yeehaw. But no cop could ever catch him. Ha ha. Gee, I wish that man could come back. Me too. Meanwhile, Dogman was hitting in the alley. Then, Dogman was ashamed, but he knew he must be brave. So Dogman returned eventually to save the day. Dogman searched for Pete. Soon he picked up a trail. It led straight to Petey's hideout. Petey, the world's most evilest cat. But it was a trap. Guess what? It's best time. Spray. Dogman got scared. Come and get it. He digged a hole to get away. Dogman digged and digged. But Petey followed him down the hole. Here I come. Dogman dug a hole away under the zoo. He came into the skunk cage. Dogman liked to be stinky, but that was too much. You reek. Get me out of here. Petey ran out of the hole, right into the cop's net. Gotcha. You're going to jail, Buster. Rat. Flip over room. Here's how you do it. Put your hand on the left, on the dotted line. Hold the other page with your thumb. Flip the page back and forth. It makes it look like it's a moving cartoon. So Petey was back in jail. Rats. And Dogman learned his lesson. You smell great. Sniff, sniff. Ray for Dogman. Hey, see you in. Bueno, terminamos el podcast. Fue muy bueno tenerlos aquí después de tanto tiempo sin podcast. Bueno, yo se me está acabando el tiempo aquí. Los tengo que dejar, pero recuerden, va a haber más podcasts. Y ahora es un ahora por este año será sorpresa. No sabes cuándo serán los podcasts. Pueden ser en domingo, lunes, domingo o no sabes cuándo. Pueden ser sus días seguros o otras cosas. Bueno, chao.